And I have Rabbi Galperin with me on the line. Rabbi?
Good morning, Ilan, and how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing good, thank God.
So, Hanukkah, the holiday of the lights.
That's right, you know, and we'll talk about a little bit of Hanukkah, and then we'll mention, obviously, about the program that's taking place for the whole community in the Devonshire Mall. You know, in life, certain facts are taken for granted. And at times, however, you know, little thought raises real questions regarding the logic behind these concepts, which are simply accepted at face value. For example, what do I mean? Hanukkah is 8 days long. Because the oil, which would naturally have fueled the menorah for only one day, miraculously lasted for 8 days.
Yeah.
Now, everyone knows that since their days in Hebrew school, everyone knows this answer. But the question is, does this really make sense? If there was sufficient oil to burn for one day, then the miracle lasted only for 7 days. So why do we celebrate the first day if nothing miraculous occurred then?
Right, I never thought about it.
And, you know, a lot of Jewish scholars have long been bothered by this and have suggested, you know, different answers. You know, perhaps we're celebrating the oil itself, which is naturally fueled by the menorah. So there's a interesting episode that's talked about in the Talmud and the Gemara that could maybe illuminate the matter. The Mishnah says Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was a renowned miracle worker, and shortly after sunset one Friday evening, he noticed his daughter sobbing. So upon asking her the reason for her distress, she explained that she had mistakenly lit the Shabbos candles with vinegar instead of oil.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Hanina comforted his daughter, and he said, "Do not be troubled. The one who commanded oil to burn will command vinegar to burn."
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, the candles did not go out. In fact, they burned until the following night when Havdalah candle, which we use at the end of Shabbat, was kindled from their flame. Because in the eyes of the holy sage, vinegar burning was no more spectacular than oil burning. So this story is very striking and unique because Rabbi Hanina, the sage, didn't respond by saying, "Want to see something amazing? Watch this miracle." Rather, in the eyes of the holy sage, vinegar burning was no more spectacular than oil burning. And the only difference between the two was how frequently they occur. So, based on all this, if the definition of miracle is godly intervention in personal and national affairs, then every phenomenon is miraculous. For everything that occurs is direct result of God's command. As we read in Tehillim, the guardian of Israel never slumbers nor sleeps, but his watchful eye can and usually does express itself in natural means. So nature is merely the curtain which conceals the grand puppeteer from our sight. But nevertheless, we treasure miracles, and holidays are instituted to commemorate the more consequential ones.
Yeah.
So we cherish those precious moments in history when God chose supernatural means to come to our rescue, when the curtain was ripped away, leaving God fully exposed. So Rabbi Hanina had the ability to see through the curtain every day, but we don't. So to us, vinegar burning is remarkable sight to behold. So once the curtain has been temporarily lifted, the recognition that there is a great person behind it, in other words, there's a God, doesn't fade away even after the curtain is put back. Because after witnessing vinegar burning, we realize that oil's ability to burn is a result of God's command. So the seven miraculous days when the menorah remained lit bring us to understand that the first day was no less of a miracle.
Yeah.
It's now we're just saw it a little bit more and said, oh.
It's extra miracle.
That's right. You say, oh, after the first day, doesn't make sense. Obviously, there's a revelation of God's miracle. But every day that things happen are all God's miracles. We just don't see that because there's a curtain that's blocking us. Therefore, we celebrate Hanukkah for the 8 day, the 8 days of miracles that God, you know, performed, the fact that the candles, the oil was lit. Now, talking about Hanukkah, obviously, we have the, I apologize if everyone hears my kids in the background.
I told the listener before, I mentioned that you both kids are at home. I'm sure that everybody will forgive you.
Even though the kids are home, I still think, you know, we have the show every Thursday. I try not to miss it. Rather not miss it.
Yeah.
But, so a week from today, next Thursday, is the grand menorah lighting at the Devonshire Mall. At the Devonshire Mall, in the food court, we're going to be making a big, giant stock and mitten menorah. All the proceeds are going to be given to, all the stocks and the mittens are going to be donated to Unit 7, homeless shelter services.
Yeah.
Sarah Lewis, who has been doing this for a long time, only a 12-year-old girl, who has won the Jubilee Award from the Queen and other awards, is joining us. And, so, obviously, if you have stocks, new stocks, please bring them, drop them off at Bethel, the Shara Shemayim, the JCC. You can bring them to the event at the mall next Thursday at 4 o'clock. I just got an email on Friday that the mayor is going to be there as well.
Oh, that's great.
So it will be a beautiful event. Crafts for the kids, beautiful foam crafts for the kids, latkes and donuts and music. So it will be a very fun time. Come out. Celebrate the miracles of Hanukkah, be proud of who we are, and as a community, we will light the menorah.
That's great. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Absolutely.
And of course, we'll have you next week. We'll mention that event again.
That's right.
And we'll talk more about Hanukkah.
Yep.
And I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And to your family.
Thank you, and have a wonderful week.
And refuah shlema to the kids.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.